U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has visited Egypt in his first trip to the country since the ouster of President Mohamed Morsi. The U.S. government had suspended millions of dollars of aid to the Egyptian government in response to Morsi's ouster by the military. However, during a press conference held by Kerry and the Egyptian Foreign Minister Nabil Fahmy, Kerry said the suspension of aid was not a punishment, but a legal requirement by American law in case of the removal of a democratically elected president by force.
Has any kind of idea to make a compromise between Islamist Muslim Brotherhood and the interim government to achieve a reconciliation or some sort of reconciliation between the two parties?
Kerry also stressed on the strong relations the U.S. has with Egypt, despite what he called the difficult challenges which Egypt faced during the past 3 years, and urged a continuation of the transitional period till a new elected government comes to power. Egypt has long been considered a U.S. ally in the region, but the toppling of Morsi has strained ties between the two countries.
We don't care about the USA to Egypt, and we even want to suspend ties with them. The Americans have double standards, and they only care about their own benefits.
Kerry's visit came a day before the trial of Morsi, along with 11 other senior Muslim Brotherhood officials who have been charged with incitement of violence while Morsi was in power. Kerry's visit comes at a tense time in Egypt, with concerns over security as the trial of Morsi is about to start, and fears that the tension might result in more violence. Karim Gwenedine, Press TV, Cairo.